You are listening to the Power and Pros podcast, a platform that serves as an active advocate for Black women to embody their authentic voice. Power and Pros is a space of healing and an invitation to profess the power you possess. Come along on the journey and let's get into the show.
What's up, cool kids? It's your girl, Des. I know you haven't heard from me in a minute. I wanted to come on and just kind of tell y'all what I've been feeling, what I've been doing, and to dive into the topic of rest. So, being real with y'all, sometimes I believe that rest equates to weakness. And I often think that I can't afford to rest, that it costs me way too much, and that taking a break is too expensive. That if I allow space for my voice to not be heard by other people or even myself, that when I do decide to speak again, that what I have to say is going to be irrelevant, or I've missed my beat, or whatever that may form to look like, how those fears kind of manifest, and that my voice will no longer be powerful. And what I'm discovering is that for people like me, people that can relate to the feeling that the clock is always ticking and that they don't have time for themselves, downtime, the only remedy is to take time to rest anyway. That is the only choice that you have with that type of mindset. And I had to do that. I had to force myself into this space of rest. And it wasn't for a certain amount of time. It was like, you need to do this now and let your body, let your mind decide when there's enough charge for you to move forward. And I think there's a feeling of burnout when you get to that state, when it's like, listen, you done. Like, don't do nothing else. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. You are it at the moment right now. And resting can be intimidating because it's vulnerable. It's a vulnerable state to be in. You can't hide behind your works. Your mind has time to process your emotions. You can no longer experience instant gratification. And you actually are halting outside validation because what you're doing in your rest moment or season is mostly internal. So people can't see the benefit of it. And sometimes you can't see the benefit of it either. So that's a vulnerable state to be in. And while it's scary at first, allowing space for rest allows space for you to get all that you need to keep going. I think we see rest as a preventer or a wall from you getting to where you need to go, when it actually could serve as a bridge. And so I stay with the to-do list, y'all, okay? I have a to-do list for everything. When I'm working on something, I'm always conscious that afterwards there's something else to be done. Like, when I cross this off, there's another thing that's waiting on me to start it, so I can cross that off. And it really creates a hamster wheel for me. I've been feeling that. Like, I'm just on a wheel doing things. And I didn't feel the complete benefit once those things were completed, once the checklist was crossed off. I just started writing the next one. I wasn't sitting in what I did, in my accomplishments. I wasn't allowing myself to really think about what am I adding to the list, like, you know, to work smarter and not harder. It was just like, get this done, get this done, get this done, get this done. And it's really up to you to take the time. When you feel like you don't have time to pour into yourself, the reality is that you do. We just have to prioritize it. And so Sunday after church, I read a little bit. I was reading a book and I read a little bit and my eyes started getting heavy. And I thought about fighting it. Reading was on my to-do list that day. And then after reading, I had other stuff that I wanted to do. It was only noon. So it's like, okay, girl, you got up. You watch the 9 a.m. service and you're reading and you're ready to go to sleep. Like, we got stuff to do. It's Sunday. You got work tomorrow. Use this time while you have it. And I was sleepy. I was exhausted. And it was like, why do you need to do those things now if your body is urging you for rest? Urging you for rest. And so I got me my pillow. Okay. I got my favorite throw. Put my glasses to the side And I took a nap and it was beautiful. It was a great nap. I felt so refreshed and I woke up, I ate, and after I ate, I started watching this show on Netflix and I started feeling sleepy again. And I was like, Des, are you about to take two naps in one day, girl? Like, you just got up. What's going on? And I did. I was like, your body is urging you to rest. You're not done. You're exhausted. And I went to sleep. And when I woke up the second time, I realized that I could afford to give my body what it needed. Everything was as I left it. The things that I wanted to do, I actually could still do. And I had the energy to do them. I didn't have to drag myself through the mud to do what I sought to accomplish. My friend called and I had energy to talk to her. It was different. How I started my day and how my night progressed was totally different. And I think it's because of the rest that I took in between. And so thinking about that, I want to apply that to bigger, larger areas of my life to be able to sustain the things that I want to do. And I kind of urge that for you guys as well. Rest is good. It's biblical and it's mandatory for recharging. It can be used to bring things to your attention. You don't know what you need, what areas you need to zone in more on, what areas maybe you zoned in too much on, and your body's like, listen, I can't focus on this no more. Like, I've given this all the attention I can give it at this time. Rest allows for you to do that. And then also, you can't have dreams or revelations if you don't allow yourself to rest. You don't get to get those divine downloads without having a rest moment, a time to be still, a time to evaluate, to take stock of what's already happened, what you wish to happen, what your true desires are. Maybe your hamster wheel and your to-do list, if you're like me, might not even be what you're supposed to be focused on. But without having that time to rest, you can't really see that. Things don't get to come into focus. And so I'm finding that rest is how I need to address my burnout. And it's also reminding me why I started things. What did I set out to do? And how what my original intentions are. The first episode actually of Power and Pros is the power in setting intentions. And I think that allowing space to not record for the month and then come back here on this episode, I'm able to think about that. Like, what were your intentions when you started off with the podcast, and how has it grown since then? You've been recording for a year. How is that updated with my job? Okay, you've been working here for X amount of time. And instead of just going on the hamster wheel of promotions and connections and wanting to upgrade or update yourself in this space, how has the year progressed? How has your time as an employee here taken shape? And then how do you want that to go better? Like, what can you congratulate yourself on? What's something that you didn't take time to pat yourself on the back about? I think that I've been able to think about that a bit more in the past month, and it is so critical. So critical. And it makes me feel different about myself and what I'm trying to do. And it's how you get ideas for the next phase. It's how you get ideas for the next phase. And I have been so afraid to rest regarding this platform because I started Power and Pros with a mission to share my voice and encourage other people to do the same thing. So I'm like, if you are taking a rest, then how are you accomplishing your goal? And on this journey, I've felt insecurities, I've had missteps, I've sought validation, and I have felt alone. And as I pursued to make this platform all that it could be, I've had support and success with the show more than I could imagine, if I'm being real. And I also made an imaginary rule that I had to run towards my goal at all times to be successful. You feel that little bit of success, or you get that DM, you get the reviews or whatever, even in your case, your personal case, whatever your goals are, what you're working towards for the year. When you feel that, you feel like you kind of have to keep going. It needs to be a steady thing. And the reality is that there can be power in rest. episode 6, which was The Power in Breaking Rules, I spoke about breaking the self-imposed limiting beliefs that we place on ourselves. And I had to realize that rest was an area I was placing unnecessary restrictions on myself. Rest doesn't exist. I stopped running for a while, and I was talking to you about my running, my exercise journey, and I stopped running for a minute, and I was beating myself up, okay? Like, I was not being kind and compassionate with myself in the rest that I took from working out. I was running every day, multiple miles, and then I just stopped running for like 2 months. And when I got back to it, I felt so good, y'all. I felt so good running again. I ran last week, and it felt good. I was like, you didn't have to beat yourself up. Everything is as you left it. Your body is here. Your legs are capable. The pavement that you're running on is still here. Like, your shoes are in a closet waiting on you to pull them out. Like, everything is as you left it. Your rest is not your detriment. And so I feel called to rest from recording the show for the remainder of the year. And once I really embraced the thought and not the fear, I felt good about it. I thought about the fear. I thought about followers that I would lose, listeners that I would lose out on, if people would feel let down. I thought about all these different things. And then even for myself, okay, how are you going to accomplish the goals that you set out to achieve if you're not constantly running towards it? And constant as in the outward manifestation of you going towards the thing. And I'm realizing again that rest, it's some internal work, but it is necessary work to get where I have to go. And I have to, I'm trying to reframe my mind. Last episode, we were talking with Maya and The Power of Modifying Your Mindset. I think that rest is an area that I've had to modify how I think about it, the benefits of it, and in relation to me. When you're looking at someone else and they're going too hard, or they're working too long, or they're always volunteering for others and not for themselves, they always cook for others, but they don't eat enough, that type of thing. You tell them, like, you need to be more compassionate with yourself. Make sure that you take care of yourself. You need to rest. Have you taken off work? When's the last time you used your PTO? You say all those things. But when it comes to ourselves, we don't always have that same mindset. For some reason with us, rest is too expensive. And I want to offer up the alternative thought to you that it's not. You can afford to rest. And once I decided to do it, my friend called and asked if I wanted to do a creative retreat weekend to plan and pray as we continue to build both of our creative platforms and ideas that we have going on. And had my mind not been open to rest, I may not have wanted to join her. And I think the weekend is going to be so fruitful. It's with a group of people that I trust, but then we're also able to laugh and just be ourselves. Like, it's not really like work, you know? But I think that if I wasn't in the mindset of like, I need to figure this out right here and right now, because I have things I'm trying to do and goals I'm trying to accomplish, and 2020 is supposed to be this. If I was still in that place, I think that the creative retreat weekend would look a little bit different. Or I wouldn't be willing to let others in on what I'm doing because it's not polished enough. And that is another thing that we get into, that we feel like we can't rest because things aren't in a good enough place for us to step away from it just yet. And I would argue that rest can be how you get to the polished or the finished version that you're seeking to sit in. And so, honestly, that's where I am. I'm so appreciative for everything that has happened this year, everything that's happened since I have launched the podcast. But the power tool for this episode is to invest in rest. And maybe it's this coming weekend. Maybe you need to build a walk into your daily schedule where it's simply just taking a 10-minute rest every day to walk around the block and then come back in the house. Maybe it is finding a Netflix show to binge, and that is your rest, how you find your solitude. I have been coloring lately. So coloring for 30 minutes and not having to really think or write at all, because, you know, writing is usually my practice. But I think that I've been taking a rest. I haven't been writing poetry. There was no power punch this episode. I haven't been writing. And I think that it's good. I saw this bad. I had a friend call me. She's like, you know what? She had to remind me that rest is a good thing. It's a good thing. It's nothing wrong with you. It's biblical, girl. Like, you're good. You're exactly where you're supposed to be right now. And don't beat yourself up about it. And so I wanted to kind of extend that same friendly grace to you guys. Know that you can afford to rest, but you have to invest. So, again, I want to thank everybody. The Power and Preparation devotional is in the link in the show notes. I'm going to be revisiting that during my rest season and preparing for the new year. So I invite you guys to watch that. Well, I guess to read it with me. And then also, if you follow the show on Instagram at Power and Pros Podcast, you can also watch the devotional debriefs that I've uploaded via the page's IGTV. And then you can also keep up with me, Des. I'll probably be posting more on my personal page during this time at Zest of Des on Instagram and Twitter. You can keep up with me there. But I think that if there are any episode ideas that you guys want to explore in season 2 of Power and Pros when we pop back in January, feel free to write me. You can hit me up on email at powerandpros@gmail.com. Or you can DM me on either of the social platforms. And of course, if you've enjoyed the show up to this point, leave a review. I'll be taking a peep at the reviews that I've gained so far so that way I can kind of see maybe where we want to explore and dive deeper in season 2. So that's kind of what I'll be gearing up for. But appreciate everyone. Thank you so, so, so much for being with me on this journey and expressing the power in my prose and finding my authentic voice and what that means in each season that I've experienced in my personal life thus far. And I hope that it relates to you as always as well. So thank you guys. Love you. And I'll see you in 2021.